Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Zach and Karen Ensign, our team call. Our wonderful team is gathering here. Just, wow, getting really close to Christmas, you guys. Oh, my goodness. And I see Edwina is trying to get us on a she's calling our cell phone, I guess, instead of the conference call.
Okay, we'll go ahead. And start.
Okay. All right, so you guys, if you saw the email, there were several things that we wanted to go over for today. One was talking about setting goals and making action plans for your best year ever in 2016, because that's coming up here really soon too. And so let's talk about you know, your free PWP, and if you guys have any questions, you know, on how to set that up, how to use it, how to promote it, or we can just share ideas with each other. I mean, that's our online store, our 24/7. Online store, and it's such an amazingly powerful tool, and I know all of us need to, you know, focus more on promoting it and helping our team to promote it. And also, let's discuss your Neekin mobile app. And again, you know, if you've got questions or if you've got things that you know what to do with it that we don't, we'll all share together. And then, if any of you have questions on the comp plan changes starting in January. I know we've talked about it quite a bit, but that's getting really close, and we want to be really clear on how that everybody knows how to qualify and enroll customers, enroll consultants, how to help your business partners to move forward and build their business and build solid silver ships. And I know that's probably way too much. We can't cover all of that today, but if you guys have questions on any of that, I'm going to start with talking about goals for 2016. And one of our mentors is Eric Lofholm, and he's a sales trainer, very, very successful. And we've been working with him for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years, okay. And he does how to set your goals and doing your business plan at the end of every year for his, you know, for people that are enrolled in his classes. But this year he opened it up for free to everybody and allowed us to invite anybody. So we sent you guys links. There's been 4 sessions, and he's done them already, but they're still available. If you want to enroll on that link that I sent you guys, it is free. He will send you the 4 sessions are all recorded so that you can listen to them anytime you want, and they're each about 45 minutes long.
Yeah, and his time is, he wants us to get our goals in by midnight on the 31st of December, and if we do that, we'll get an A.
We'll get an A, absolutely. And if you guys don't want to send them to him, send them to us. We really want you to send your goals to us. We will also give you a letter A. And, you know, one of the most important things about setting our goals is it gives us clarity. You know, we know where we're going. We know what we're headed for. Yeah, that's what one of the things he talked about. I mean, one of the keys is clarity. The clearer that we are on what we want to achieve. I mean, you know, take some quiet time. Book some time, schedule, you know, block out some time in your calendars, a few times where you can sit down and really think about what you want to achieve in 2016 and how, you know, and the steps that you're going to take to make that happen. Because the clearer that is in your mind of what you're going to achieve, the more likely it is that you will achieve it. And one of the things that's important is to set measurable goals. So as you're going along during the year, you can tell if you're on track or not and what might need to keep you, you know, keep you on track so that you achieve that. And one of the things, I think all of us know this from the seminars we've gone to, but when you write things down, you're always more likely to follow through and take action. And you'll be so much more confident. You know, when you move into the new year, 2016, you've got a plan, you know where you're going, you know what you want to achieve, and you've broken that down into your monthly, your weekly, and your daily action plans. You've got it down. You've got your calendar. You're ready to go. You know, just imagine, you know, how good that feels. You know what you're going to accomplish, and you know the little action steps that are going to cause that to happen. So you have that confidence going into the new year. So that's why we're excited. We're working on ours. We're getting ours clearer and clearer. And we are happy to call us, email us, text us, because we would love to work with you guys on your goals. You don't want them to be super long. Eric recommends that they're not longer than 3 pages. They can be much shorter than 3 pages. I mean, you want it. Keeping it short enough causes us to focus on what's really important. So again, that you have more clarity when it's shorter, and you can review it on a regular basis to make sure you're on track. You know, if you have a 10 or 15 page thing, you're not going to review it very often. So it's a good idea for it to be clear and not too long. And so again, you know, schedule some time. Invest in yourself, invest in your future, invest in this being your best year ever by setting aside some time. You know, just thinking, well, I'm going to do it before the end of the year, it's probably not going to happen. There's so many things. Just get out your
calendar,
whatever you use to schedule your appointments on, and block out a half an hour here and there, or an hour would be even better. You know, block out several 1 hour times where you can sit down. And you can mastermind.
You want water?
Yeah, something is sliding down my throat. So here's some of the questions you can ask yourself. You know, think of the things that you did great in 2015. You know, what things went really well for you. And do more of that. Do that again and do more of that. And think about, you know, what didn't work out. And either don't repeat that, or look at what needs to be tweaked to make those actions successful. And think about, you know, how was your consistency? And, you know, if you worked real hard and then stopped and started, I mean, what can be done? Again, brainstorm, mastermind with yourself. What can be put in place? I mean, what are some things maybe that you can leave out of your daily schedule while you're achieving your NECAN goals? If some of the things that you need to do on a daily, weekly basis, if somebody else can do them, or if they can just not be done, or if you can hire somebody to do them, we need to, you know, carve out enough time so that these goals that we're setting for ourselves can actually, you know, that we can actually do them, can manifest them. So the other thing to think about is, what skills did you develop in 2015? And, you know, the skills like contacting people, inviting people, doing presentations, all of these things, learning how to do these things. Once you have a skill, like our Eric Worre book, our GoPro book, the seven skills to become a master network marketer, once you learn a skill, you have that skill for life. So it really is it's worth the investment, the time that you put into developing a skill. And so what skills do you want to develop in this year? And again, put them into your planner, into your schedule. I mean, again, schedule some time. Maybe it's every week you're going to have an hour or so that you're going to work on it. And again, having the resources, the CDs and things that you're going to listen to help you develop your skills. And how did you do on recruiting? How did you do in the area of motivating your team? In making your calls, the number of calls you'd set for yourself, in your follow-up, in doing presentations, in time management. And basically it just comes down to, what do I want to create in 2016 for my NECAN business? And how am I going to do it? And block that time so that you can go over that. And it's really important. You know, we're going to go into January 1st, 2016, with a clean slate. It's a new beginning. So, you know, let go of anything in the past that maybe, you know, when you look at last year or years before, maybe some things you'd set for yourself and you didn't do, or things, people that let you down, or just things that, you know, just let all of that go. Past is past. We don't need to bring it with us into the new year. The new year is a clean slate. Let's plan it. Let's visualize it just the way you want it. You know, let's manifest it. And then to bring this into some NECAN, you know, Eric Lockholm's is generic. It's for anybody. But then bringing it into NECAN, you know, what are your big goals for the year? Like a lot of you on this call, your goal is Team Kaizen, or your goal might be going being a strong silver or a strong gold, a strong platinum. And what income goal do you have for the year? So those are your big, you know, your big goals. And then you're going to break that into your monthly steps, you know, so that you're on track monthly, month by month, to reach your overall goal, like the Team Kaizen goal, and then into weekly, and then into daily actionable bite-sized steps that you can take on a daily basis. And so some of the basics that we need for NECAN is we need to qualify every month. So we need to for sure have the goal that we're going to have our 100 QPPV, our qualified personal point volume, from customers. And for all of us that are going for Team Kaizen, that needs to be 500 QPPV every month. And so, you know, we want to have that in our daily, monthly goals. We want to be tracking that on a daily and monthly basis.
Conference muted.
Okay.
So that, you know, so that means that we need to build into our plan, our daily plan, our weekly plan, is finding, enrolling, and servicing customers. And so that can be part of, you know, make sure that we're doing the activities on a regular basis and that we're, again, asking ourselves those questions. How, you know, how do I improve my service to my customers? What are the ways to find more customers? Like Julie and Tina are doing a newsletter. You know, maybe a service for our customers is to offer a webinar or in-homes where we can, you know, train on specific products like the skincare or the weight loss. You know, as we move into January, so many people are focused on wanting to lose weight, and so those are things we can offer to our customers. And you want to set, you know, monthly, you want to set your goal for what you want your check to be. And just kind of to start with, you start with the retail amount, because like if you have 1,000 points from retail, you know, with a 25% markup, that would be a $250 check just from the difference between the retail and wholesale. And then you would get your rebate on top of that based on whether you're a senior, an executive, or a silver and above. And so as we bring new people on our team and the business partners, the people that want to build an income, we want to help them start earning, you know, $100 a month, $250 a month, $500 a month on a regular basis, because as they earn money, then they can turn around and, you know, it grows their confidence, and then they can help the people that they're bringing on board to earn that amount of money. And so, you know, as you earn $250 a month, $500 a month on a regular basis, and you help three other people to earn $500 a month on a regular basis, then, of course, your check goes up. And then you're earning $1,000 a month, and then you help them earn $1,000 a month, and then you're earning more. So it's kind of that, you know, we move up by helping our team members to move up. So we learn how to do something, then we turn around and we teach our business partners how to do the same thing.
One of the things Karen's probably going to talk about it, but last night we listened to Dave Johnson interviewed Julie Tara. And Julie Tara, you know, she's been consultant of the year several times. She's been part of NECAN a couple of times, I think. And she has tremendous personal group volume. And
talk about big vision. We listened to her last night, you guys, and we want you guys to listen to her.
Anybody that wants to go Team Kaizen, for sure, listen to Julie Tara. He interviewed her like on Tuesday, on the 15th, I think. You just go to the YouTube Magnetic Leaders YouTube channel, you'll see it. So And it's like 44 minutes. I mean, you know,
yeah,
it take a little bit of time, but it is absolutely worth it. It's delightful.
It is totally worth it. I mean, because it all comes from our vision. It comes from our, you know, what do we want to do with our life?
What
it's the passion for what we have a hold of, what we can accomplish, what we can help others, you know, how we can reach out to others. We can help them to achieve their goals. We can nurture them. We can bring them along. Oh, my goodness. It's just so inspiring. And Dave Johnson's interviewing her, and part of it is the whole idea of let's develop that team culture of all of us heading for at least a minimum of 4,000 personal group volume a month. So, again, we're talking about where our check comes from. Our check comes from our retail sales. Plus, then it comes from our personal group, the people, the consultants that we're bringing into our group. And so let's head for at least a minimum of 4,000 personal group volume every month because, well, for one thing, it sets an example for our team. For the other thing, like for that to happen 3 months in a row, what would happen?
Well,
the person would be sober, right?
You got enough volume for somebody to be sober. You'll have 12,000 points.
And Julie, she's getting her so ramped up. She's the last few months she's been doing like 13,000 and 14,000 personal group volume per
15,000
month. So, you know, that's silver in 1 month. But, you know, that's way we set the example, we set the pace, we just help the energy, the synergy. And so we really did you say how they could find that, Jack?
Go to Magnetic Leaders channel, YouTube channel. So if you just YouTube/user/Magnetic Leaders, it'll take you there.
So I see our time is flying by, but one of the things you really want to have is your daily method of operation. You want your action items to achieve your goal broken down. You want the things that need to be done monthly, the things that need to be done weekly, the things that need to be done daily. And so your daily method of operation, you know, you want it to include things like your affirmations and your visualization, reviewing your goals, doing your exercise, asking empowering questions, enlisting in a divine support, you know, praying, meditating, like Dave Johnson sending out, you know, ask God to be our partner. Who do I need to talk to today? Who needs to know, you know, how many? Julie Tara talks about how many people can I help today? How many people can I touch? Reviewing your schedule for the day, your intentions. Then if you're doing social media, you know, you review the Nikan Facebook posts. You post on your Facebook. One of the things we do, we check our Nikan for we go on to my Nikan and we check our statistics for our OV, how things are going, see if there's new consultants on board so that we can call. And then you know, then you want to go out into your day, being where people are, like leads groups, chambers, meetup groups, bump intos. I mean, every day you want to be either contacting the people that you have put onto your name list, or you want to be meeting new people and adding new people and inviting. Again, this needs to be your own goals, to meet your own goals, but you probably want to be inviting at least two people per day to look at Nikan, to sit down with you and take a look, and you want to be doing at least three, you know, presentations a week, and that can be one-on-one presentations, or all three of them might be at your home for an in-home, and you want to do, of course, the follow-up. And you want to weekly be working on getting your new business partner started. And you want to be drawing out, as your teams are building, you want to be drawing out your teams and looking for the active people, the people that want to move forward. And you want to be helping your, like your directs to advance to senior and your seniors to advance to executive. And you want your executives to advance to silver. And Julie Tara really talks about that too. I mean, you want to be doing the activities with them to help them, again, get in front of their people doing the 21 Club. So those are all the kind of things you can think about putting on your daily method of operation. You can have a checklist so that, you know, you're staying on track. And all of you guys that are doing your numbers with us, you know, that really helps you to stay on track so that you achieve your goals. So let's go ahead and let's talk a little bit about the PWP.
Or maybe
we should just open it up to questions.
Yeah,
any questions,
questions
about
comments.
Either goal setting or the free setting up your PWP or using your mobile app or questions on the comp plan changes. Let's just open it up for any questions.
I have a
comment.
Yes, please. Okay, so I wanted just to add on to the goals that we really should go take a look at the Humans Being More modules that are online. I really think they're really short modules, 10, 15 minutes. We as a family plan on doing it between this Christmas and New Year's break so we can work on our life cycle. And we want to plan a life cycle party before New Year's so that we can get things going and in place. So I think that will just help with our goals and give us clarity.
Wow.
You want to tell people how to do that, Ruth?
How to do it? Oh, on the Humans Being More? It's under...
You want to tell them where to find it?
Yeah, it's under Neekin University. And when you click, that's where the book club information is. Jeff Eisen has short videos. So I have not actually sat down and done it yet because we're going to do it as family, but Karen Willens has done it, and she said... She was concerned that maybe it would lose something because it's on a computer, and she says it is wonderful that it's just as powerful. Jeff is fabulous on these videos. And then at the end, you have this little quiz, and it's very simple, but they're just short pockets of time, which is really good for somebody like us. We're going to do that. So I don't remember how many modules she said there are, but I can only imagine if you just go at least do one or two, that'll just help you get excited and maybe open your, give you clarity and open your mind to other possibilities. Is all I'm saying. And then I want to comment on the app. So yesterday I had a call with my group, and while I was on the phone, I said, "Look, it took me 30 seconds to go to the app store, search Neekin. Guys, if you have your cell phone right now, just go into your Play Store or go into your App Store right now. Type in Neekin, and I'm telling you, bam, it comes up." Download it in 30 seconds, it is there. And the nice thing about my app, the minute I touch it, it's there. It's already logged in. I don't have to log off. And I just went to search for something. Somebody asked me for a price. And I'm like, give me a second. While I'm on the phone, I use my app, and I pulled up the information. Now, it's based on as a business tool right now, so you do have to sign in with your ID number and password, but they are working on it to give us something that we can use for customers. But it's a great resource right at your fingertips. So if you guys are on your phone now, go download it right now. It's so simple. It's very pretty, and I'm just really pleased that we have this as a tool.
Yeah, it's great. Anybody else have a question or a comment? Somebody wants
to... Yeah, I want to say something real quick. Those were great, Ruth. I mean, to do the Humans Being More training together, you know, with your family, to set goals together, do a life cycle together as a family. I mean, how powerful is that? And again, the same thing, you know, I know Margie's done it before, and I think maybe, Ruth, you have, but have a life cycle party, you know, for your consultants, and they can bring guests, and you can get together, and especially at the beginning of the new year like this, you know, the end of December going into the new year, that's what people are thinking about anyway, and they can bring magazines, they can cut out pictures, they can, you know, that's where it all starts. It starts in our imagination. What do we want to create? What do we want to do? What do we want to be? You know, all of those things, and cut out the pictures and have fun and giggle and laugh and, you know, have KBB and, you know, try some of the skincare and, I mean, let's have life cycle parties. That is awesome, Ruth.
It'll make you giggle and laugh to watch Julie Dyer too. That thing that was recorded on the 15th of December. You'll love it.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I am too.
Okay. Who's next? Comments, ideas, what you're going to do, what you're excited about, questions you have.
Anyone can speak? Do anyone can speak?
Yeah. Who's ready?
Hi, this is Edwina.
Hi, Edwina.
Oh, good. You heard me. I'm listening to all of this, and it's so good. But I thought about something, and you've said this two or three times. What? Maybe we don't have enough time for this, but I was interested in, you were saying that the comp plan will change in January, and we needed to be aware of that. Maybe that's something else that we need to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in January, instead of it being, it's always been that we needed 100 points of personal volume in order to qualify to get our rebate checks on our personal purchases and on our customers and our consultants. In January, that's going to be the $100 needs to come from customers. And it's two leadership calls ago when we were on the phone with Jeff Isom, it looks like what I got out of it is there's going to be two ways for the computer to track if the volume is from customers. One is, you know, if the customer has an ID number, they're a registered customer, and they order product in their ID number, of course that will show up as, you know, qualified QPPV, so the qualified point volume from customers. And then if we order in our own ID, but we order at retail, and then we have, like, maybe we have three or four people that are local to us, friends, family, neighbors, and they're just ordering small items and they don't want to, you know, pay the $9 shipping just for a small item. So we can order that in our own ID, retail, and then we keep retail sales receipts. The computer's not going to be able to, I think we're hoping there would be some way to have a drop-down menu or something, but that's not available right now. So what will trigger it is that it's in our ID, but it's retail. And then they're trusting us to keep the receipts of who we sell it to. And if NECAN needs to audit us or if NECAN gets audited, they, you know, keep those in a file so that you have them. So if you do get audited by NECAN, you will have them to show who those items were. Okay.
And there are retail receipts in the library, so it'd be a good idea to get those. And they've actually got a provision for retail customers. They can back out of a transaction within 3 days, you know, of the purchase, and that provision is on the form too. So
there are retail sales receipts right in NECAN. Plus, I have had several people tell me that Focus on Growth has them.
I think I'd prefer to use the NECAN one to make sure that they've got all the proper information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question. Rhea Sue here. I have three seniors on auto ship under me. And the retail auto ships. Will NECAN be able to track that or no?
Yes.
They have consultant IDs?
No. They were consultants a long time ago, but they're seniors and they're not computer literate. So I have set up their retail auto ship under my ID number. Will those be able to be tracked?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds like it would be. So it's your ID.
It's my ID. Yeah. It's their retail auto ship. It goes directly to them. It's their credit card. It's just they don't have a email address because they don't use the computer.
I see. Okay.
I'd like to comment on that, Karen, just real quick.
Yep.
This is Ruth. So as long as those three people, when you place their auto ship, you clicked on retail, correct? As long
That's
as
correct.
Clicked, then it
yep.
will count. Doesn't matter if they were seniors. When we talk seniors, we're talking about 5% rebate. They're not going to get any rebates because you set them up as a retail order. So it doesn't matter if they were seniors. Executives or silvers, it doesn't matter. But because you set them and you clicked on the retail button under your ID number, that will count. Because
yeah.
then it can be identified by NECAN.
Okay, super. Thank you.
Yeah, but you just have to keep it records, right?
That's exactly
right. Safe way to do it.
That's exactly right, Ruth. I think what triggers the computer is the retail. So, you know, if your customer has an ID, they're retail. If you order in your ID and you click retail, it's retail. If it's your ID and you click retail, but it's going to, you know, direct to a customer, it's not going to your house, but it's the retail that triggers the computer that it's a retail sale.
Okay, we're at the end of our time.
Well, I want to say one more thing for everybody that is a silver or over that has, you know, that has breakaway silvers. I mean, then we need to have our personal group volume, like 2,000 at silver, 1,500 at gold, 1,000, you know, personal group volume at platinum and above. And that cannot include our own volume. That needs to be, again, retail sales and consultants that are in our personal group. So as you will get paid on things that you order for yourself, but it won't count for that qualification. So that's something you need to be really aware of also. To make sure that you qualify so that you get your rebates on people that on your breakaways.
Wow.
Okay. Here's kind of another subject. One thing I discovered, I don't know why, but I went to the Fosters.
This is really cool, you guys.
What's his name? Charles and Pam. So if you just go nikin.com/Charles and spell it out, Pam. You'll see their personal webpage. And on their My Story personal webpage, they have a whole bunch of beautiful videos. They call it their video website or something as a statement above. And one of the videos is from Europe. It's the skincare, the same skincare products that we have, except they're in different packages. But it's just beautiful. It might be something that you want to have on a website or even have the link to send it to people. So the way you find those links is if you'll just right-click on those videos and then save that to a file where you know where it is, that you will have the URL. When you right-click, one of the things, options is save the URL, save the for that video, and then you could put it on your website if you want, or you could put it in an email, and it's beautiful. There's there's several of them.
And then there's a professional.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
He's some type of doctor, right?
Yeah, he's an osteopathic doctor from England. He has a beautiful, you know, English accent, he's just delightful to look at. I mean, his presentation, he talks about why he's in Nikan. So it's like...
why he's building a Nikan business.
Right.
And it is powerful, you guys, you know, to have the freedom for his family, to have the time with his family. We're going to put it on ours.
These are fairly short videos, but you do the same thing. You right-click and save that. So if you have any problem with that later, let me know. And it's very simple, though, to do it. All right.
Wow, you guys. Thanks for being on today. And have an awesome holiday, Christmas. And we won't be on next Saturday because it's Christmas Day. Friday's Christmas Day.
Friday's Christmas Day.
Is that correct? Let's
see. Oh, we better check. Come on, getting everything. Merry Christmas.
We can be on next Saturday. You're right. Jack's right. The 25th is Friday. I was in call. We will have a call next Saturday.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
So there will be a call, right?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Love you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Life, Heather.
Thanks, Jack and Karen.
Thank you, Jack and Karen.
Yay, Edwin, I love you.
Thank you.